River.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States has called on the Taliban to engage in serious negotiations after the Taliban's insistence that there will not be peace in Afghanistan until there is a new negotiated government in Kabul and the president, Ashraf Ghani, is removed. In an interview with the Associated Press, a Taliban spokesman, Swail Shaheen, who is also a member of the group's negotiating team, laid out the insurgent's stance on what should come next in the country on the precipice. During a telephonic news briefing, State Department principal deputy spokesperson Jelena Porter said, "We call on the Taliban to engage in serious negotiations to determine a political roadmap for Afghanistan's future that leads to a just and durable settlement." Tens of thousands of young immigrants in the United States without legal status are now in limbo once again after a court ruling for last week declared the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program illegal. The ruling bars new applicants from being approved, but immigrants and advocates have said that they will appeal. It is the latest twist for the program that offers deportation protections for young immigrants brought to the U.S. as children, which faced a constant stream of court challenges since then. President Barack Obama created it in 2012. Applicants who have submitted their applications hope that the program will once again open up. Pallbearers in military attire surrounded the late Haitian president Jovenel Moise's body in a closed wooden coffin as his funeral got underway Friday, 2 weeks after he was shot dead at a home in an assassination still shrouded in mystery. The bearers placed the polished casket on a die garlanded with flowers in an auditorium, and a Haitian flag was draped on the top of the coffin. This is VOA News. Firefighters have officially ended their search for bodies in the debris of the collapsed Surfside condo building in the Miami area. That decision concludes a month of painstaking work removing layers of dangerous debris that were once piled several stories high. The Miami-Dade Fire Rescue's Urban Search and Rescue Team pulled away from the disaster site Friday, and a convoy of fire trucks and other vehicles slowly driving to the headquarters for the announcement. The June 24th collapse at the Oceanside Tower killed 97 people, with at least one missing person yet to be identified. The site has been mostly swept flat. The rubble moved to a Miami warehouse. A new poll suggests most Americans who have not yet been vaccinated against COVID-19 are not likely to get the shot at all. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The poll by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research found 45% of the unvaccinated adults surveyed say they definitely will not get a shot, and 35% say they probably won't. Still, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says vaccination campaigns have persuaded a lot of people to change their minds.
In December, before the president took office, the percentage of Americans willing to get a shot was in the 30s. Today, over 68% of adult Americans have taken a shot.
And she notes encouraging data over the past couple weeks.
The five states with the highest case rates, Arkansas, Florida, Louisiana, Missouri, and Nevada, had a higher rate of people getting newly vaccinated compared to the national average.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
As the number of coronavirus deaths starts to recede in Brazil, a renewed sense of optimism has taken over. State governors are rolling back restrictions. Soccer fans are starting to return to stadiums, and even the mayor, Rio de Janeiro, has said the city's famous New Year's party is back on. But one question still looms over the early signs of recovery, and that is what will happen as the Delta variant of COVID-19 spreads through the mostly unvaccinated country, which already has the world's second highest death toll. Pandemic restrictions on Florida-based cruise ships are no longer in place under the latest ruling by a federal appeals court. While the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention tried to fight a Florida lawsuit challenging the regulations, a three-judge panel had temporarily blocked a previous ruling last Saturday that sided with Florida officials, but court reversed that decision on Friday, explaining that the CDC failed to demonstrate an entitlement to stay pending appeal. More VOANews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.